The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a planned task force dedicated to the revival of Cork City Centre was included in the programme for government. In October, Taoiseach Simon Harris repeated his desire that a task force for Cork be urgently introduced, adding that when he was Taoiseach, he had established a Dublin City Centre task force, which had resulted in clear benefits for the capital. However, last week, Mr. Harris explained that there would be no task force for Cork City in 2025. Not hard to guess at that, given it was the end of the year. Anyway, I'm joined by Fine Gael spokesman for Cork, Colin Burke, and also by volunteer coordinator with Penny Dinners, Katrina Toomey. Good morning and welcome to you both. Katrina, we'll go to you first. Your analysis of Cork City Central, besides the odd bit of flooding, what's wrong?
There's a lot wrong, and I suppose if I'll start by saying that Cork City, as probably every other city in the country, we're facing a variety of important challenges. And I do believe that we need a task force to tackle them, I'd say, with compassion, with clarity and with concrete action. There are key areas that require our focused attention, and everything has to be practical solutions, along with the benefits that addressing them could bring to our community, because that's what it's all about.
One of the joys of Cork City when I go to broadcast from Cork is how compact it is. You know, you can walk around from A to B, from pub to restaurant to hotel. You can recreate fairly easily in Cork City. It's a great city for that. But its very compactness has led to perhaps some of the problems, Katrina. Can you explain?
Well, look, we have homelessness, and that's rising all the time. And we do need to provide immediate shelter. Look, we have to have solutions immediately, providing immediate shelter to those that are experiencing homelessness, and then to look at the long-term affordable housing, and then the wraparound support services, because, such as, obviously, mental health care and addiction support, etc., etc. You know, we also have hospital waiting lists, which are huge, and overcrowding happening all over the country. We also have inner city traffic and transport. You know, that's causing congestion and causing lots of stuff at the minute. The regulation of bikes, scooters and e-bikes, those electric bikes, they're causing absolute chaos around the city. So we need clear legislation. We need effective enforcement and public education. We also have derelict buildings and, you know, the properties that are left vacant and in disrepair to crime and negatively impact our neighbourhood. Yeah. Whereas a benefit of tackling it would be revitalising these properties, improving safety, attract investment and support, I suppose, community cohesion. But we also have the small businesses that are closing, that are shutting down. We have all the local shops, the restaurants, the pubs, the taxis, etc., that are vital to the Cork community and to Cork's economy and social fabric, I suppose.
Now I wanted to ask you something about antisocial behaviour, because it was one of the drivers of the Dublin Task Force that people were complaining they didn't feel safe, and there were some very high-profile attacks that got a lot of media coverage. I must say, walking around Cork late at night, which I've done many times, I have never felt unsafe in the centre of Cork.
Well, you know, sometimes we go around at night and, you know, I can't personally say that I feel unsafe, because I know a lot of people that would be out late at night. But I've heard quite a lot of people saying they're afraid to go into town. They're very, very worried, you know, about what may happen to them if they're out on the street, you know, and they might have to walk to get a taxi and stuff like that. And people just are generally saying it, and it's on every Facebook page here like that. You know, town is a no-go area and stuff like that during the day and at night, not just at night. So there are people talking about it. So I suppose there's something like that a task force could look at, and could look at practical solutions and implement them as soon as possible. Yeah.
All right. Now, Colin, we'll talk to you, because you're obviously a member of the political class and therefore in a position perhaps to get something done about it. What is your analysis of the problems of Cork and why it needs that task force?
I think there's a lot of positive things happening in Cork as well, and I think it's important that we put that out. For instance, you take McCurtain Street in Cork now, where there's a lot of restaurants. That area is doing very well, because I think one of the benefits that they have is the railway, the Kent Railway Station is not far from McCurtain Street, so a lot of people are using the train, going out in the evening for meals and then getting the train home. And I think, you know, it's one example where there's been success in revitalisation. In relation to
what time is the last train?
I'm not clear what the last train is, but I think people are coming in earlier on a Friday evening and Saturday evening, and then getting whatever last train is back to Middleton Cove or Mallow. And I think it's amazing how McCurtain Street is doing well from that point of view. But just in relation to some of the issues that have been raised, the homelessness issue is a problem. One of the things I did is when I was minister, I was got the HSE, Cork City Council, the Department of Health and the Department of Housing together about opening a day centre for people who are homeless, because we have the HSE staff who are giving support to people who are homeless, but they're in different locations around the city. So the whole idea is that we'd have a day centre where all of those people who are providing that care would be in the one centre.
And what's happened to that proposal? That doesn't seem like rocket science to do something like that, a drop-in centre.
Well, you know, I'm gone as minister since January, but I've been keeping the pressure on it. And we, you know, as a result of keeping that pressure on, we have identified a building, but we have to go through a tender process. The ad went in, inviting tenders in for that in the last 2 weeks. So hopefully we will identify the building and then get on with delivering that. And I think it's, and there is funding, and there's been a commitment clearly given to me by the Department of Health that funding is available.
All right. Now, will it require any kind of change of use permission? Therefore, the planning process kicks in and you get objectors.
We have identified, you know, the reason for inviting tenders in is that there are a number of different options looked at, but we have identified one building already which is suitable, and I think it's about progressing that project, and it's about getting all of the care people, the people who provide that support to them, into one centre. So I think that's really good way forward. I think the in relation to any task force, you need both government, local government, business and the local community working together, and I think that's one of the things that we need for the city centre. Businesses are suffering losses in the city centre because people are tending not to come in. And it's not that they feel unsafe. It's just, I think, the issue about getting into the city centre. Yeah. And I suppose that's the reason why then we are also proposing the light rail, which would run all the way from Ballincollig through the city centre down to Mahon, would connect up with Kent Railway Station as well, and would connect up with the MTU, Munster Technological University, and also with COH. Yeah. And I think that's extremely important development for Cork, and we need to progress
now,
that.
One of the joys of going to Cork is you walk along Oliver Plunkett Street, for example. Great shopping street, loads of little shops.
Yes.
But the last time I was there, now it is a while, but there was the beginnings of dereliction, buildings, you know, being refurbed, but not yet, hoardings up on those buildings. So how big a problem is that kind of dereliction, maybe because retailers don't feel they can make money anymore?
It is a challenge in a lot of the units in the cities that they're actually quite narrow units. For instance, you know, I've come across cases where people have developed, say, the ground floor and the first floor, and they want to put an apartment in the top floors, and they're not allowed that because the buildings are quite narrow. Therefore, you wouldn't have adequate
entrance.
A separate entrance, and that's one of the challenges that you have, and therefore sometimes you need to assemble a site together, and we've done that. For instance, Northman Street is one example of that, where, you know, a number of properties were assembled and we've built student accommodation overhead, and I think that's likewise in relation to Washington Street, student accommodation built there, and there's you know, commercial units on the ground floor. So there's a lot of things like that that need to be done. But I think it's important that, you know, we all work together. I do believe, you know, the task force in Dublin was set up. It has set out clear guidelines. And there's a lot of attractive places in the city to go. Like, you know, you have Crawford Arts Gallery, you have the English Market, you have the City Library, St. Mary's Cathedral is not that far away, Fitzgerald's Park, UCC, Shandon. So there's a lot of good things very close.
Many of those you can actually walk around if you're a tourist.
Absolutely.
You arrive, you park your car and forget about your car because you'll be quicker walking.
Yeah, and on the safety issue, I mean, there's an additional 40 Gardaí assigned to Cork City as well in the last 3 to 4 weeks, which I think is a really welcome development as well. So it's about having Gardaí on the ground and making sure that people, you know, feel safe if they're out and about. And I think it's extremely important. But I do believe we have work to do. We need to work with property owners. We need to get reinvestment back into the city centre. And we also need to develop residential accommodation there. There's one project now which we've just got funding through on, and that's the old, where the Sexton Bar is. There's 217 apartments going up there, so that's a good development. It's going to be both social and cost rental units there. And then there's a few other units that are where we've got planning and we've got funding through on as well, which are slightly outside the city. But in overall,
it seems like you're doing pretty okay, but the reason for a task force is to, you know, quantify the problems that may be real.
Absolutely.
And also to dismiss problems that may not be real. For example, I have a couple of texts here. Mary in Cork says, people like your guest are part of the problem in Cork, saying that Cork is unsafe. I presume that actually was not a reference to you, but rather to Katrina. But she said she feels safe personally. Anyway, Mary goes on to say, Cork is generally safe, and just because some people don't feel safe doesn't make it so. And this one, as a musician who walks in Cork City very late every night, I have to say there's a lot of scaremongering because Cork is as safe a city as anywhere.
Well, I mean, I can go to the city and I feel very safe there no matter where I go. But at the same time, you know, there are, you know, people can get very nervous very, very easily. And therefore, I think having additional guard there is a help. I also think the whole issue in relation to homeless needs to be tackled as well as regards, you know, having adequate accommodation and making sure we have a place for people to go to during the day. Because that's one of the problems. A lot of the night shelters, people have to be out of them by 10 o'clock in the morning. They then have no place to go. People are congregating around shops, around shopping centres, and that does frighten people. And I think it's important that if we develop that day centre, we can also get access, people can get access to healthcare. I was speaking to someone, for instance, who worked in the women's prison in Limerick. And one of the problems that they found, they worked there as a medical advisor, they found that a lot of the people there weren't getting access to medical care. And likewise, we have people who are homeless who are not getting access, even though it's available for them. And that's the reason why the day centre is so important. And I think there's a lot of good things that are happening in Cork. For instance, one of the other issues that we've just announced is the rehab facility, which is out in the Blarney Golf Links Hotel, where the Mercy University Hospital will have 30 beds there for rehab. And
okay. It sounds like you're a one-man task force yourself. You've got all these solutions. But
we are progressing. It's just, but I do believe that there, by having all of the state agencies together with local communities working together, we can achieve a lot more. And in fairness to Cork City Council, they are doing a lot. For instance, they just announced their programme in the last 24 hours about trying to help businesses in the city to refurbish as well. So, do up buildings. So, I mean, the City Council are working, but I do think that by working together, both, and also about accessing central government funding.
Okay, I want to read you some of the comments coming in because it might enlighten this for our listeners. I live on the outskirts of Cork City. It has deteriorated so much over recent years. I rarely go in after dark now. And even during the day, the homelessness, the begging and the youths are frankly intimidating. Shops and restaurants are closing. The lack of guard, they all add to the issue. Monday through to Thursday, once the 9-to-5ers leave, the place is empty. It's such a pity, as it has such potential. Please make all above the shops residential. Another one says, this is from Dahi, as long as I can remember, there have always been people afraid to go out in Cork at night, usually for no real reason. Street drinkers taking over parts of the city centre looks bad, but it's not really a threat. The rash of garish vape and phone repair shops needs to be managed, according to Dahi. Another one says, I was there recently for the first time and the people and the food were lovely, but the city looks quite run down and a bit grim, to be honest. It really, really needs more trees and green spaces. Pedestrian footpaths regularly just disappear and the traffic is awful, borderline aggressive. I can't see myself recommending Cork, I'm afraid. So there's a lot of stuff there that could preoccupy a task force to try and rectify some of those things. I mean, footpaths to nowhere, that's no good. You're pushed out onto the road once the footpath disappears. Intimidated by aggressive begging, youths drinking in the streets may not actually be threatening, but it makes people feel uncomfortable. That keeps people out of the city. There are a lot of issues there. Katrina, do you want to throw in tuppence halfpenny worth here?
Sure. And look, well, I did say that I don't feel threatened at any time on the streets of Cork. I said was that a lot of it is up around, you know, on social media, and people see that and hear that, and people ring into radio stations with that, and I just said what I heard. However, I agree totally with Cullum that there's a huge amount of good stuff being done. I would have to say City Council do an awful lot, and they utilise the City Hall below for fabulous concerts and stuff like that, bringing people together. I see all that. It's absolutely fabulous. But I do, and I totally would have to commend Cullum for working on the day centre. He's worked very, very hard on that. And, you know, he really has. And that's now coming to fruition. But again, there are lots of other issues that possibly, that we with a task force, that they could step in and help these challenges, you know, and help them come to, you know, come to solutions, practical solutions, as I said, and work with the council, because look, everybody's doing their job inside in town. There's nobody can say that they're not here in the city. They are. And there's beautiful people right, left, you know, north, south, east and west of the city and the county. Absolutely fantastic people. But we just need not for it to get on top of us. We need to get on top of it and keep it as it is, the lovely, beautiful Cork City, our home by the Lee. We have to keep it that way.
On that note, Katrina Toomey, Volunteer Coordinator for Penny Dinners, and Colin Burke, Fine Gael Spokesman for Cork, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.